This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New vehicle sales have taken a big hit so far this year. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
New vehicle registrations were off nearly 15% through the first 9 months of 2022 compared to the same period last year. The Colorado Automobile Dealers Association blamed rising interest rates, inventory issues, and higher prices. However, industry leaders predict sales will increase in the coming months. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A year after Colorado Springs allowed two electric scooter companies to start operating in the city's downtown, one of the companies has left the city. CPR's Dan Boyce reports VO says there wasn't enough demand to continue doing business there.
That leaves two electric rideshare companies for customers in the Springs. Scooter company Lime and Pike Ride, a local e-bike nonprofit. Jeff Hoover with VO says while the market didn't work for his company, the city's vibrant downtown and increasingly bike-friendly streets make the industry's viability there just a matter of time.
I think all of those things can deliver a really top-tier micromobility market, really only probably a few years down the line.
The city is now negotiating with scooter company Spin to take VO's place. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Four Colorado school districts may soon get electric buses with new federal funding. The Environmental Protection Agency awarded $3 million to districts serving Granby, Mosca, Simla, and Weston. The EPA says that's enough money to help buy 8 electric school buses. The funding comes from last year's federal infrastructure law. All across Colorado, a sunny day with clear skies tonight for trick-or-treating. Temperatures getting warmer tomorrow. Along the Front Range, it's highs in the mid-60s in Denver and Colorado Springs. Tomorrow's highs should be closer to 70. This is CPR News and KRCC.